Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, here's the station.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. When you get a chance, please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We do our best to update it every day to get you in something new there. Every weekday there's 10, count them, 10 new segments that you can listen to on the, about the, that we've done with our, on the show. There are articles, new articles we put up all the time. There's new a new poll question every week. We got something new that our Brain Trust members are up to right there off the homepage. The blog is updated once or twice a week, so check that out a couple of times, actually, a couple of three times a week usually. Check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Julie Yak is our guest, our new friend. She's Chief Operating Officer and co-founder of Colorado Technology Consultants. And what city are you in Colorado?
We're in Colorado Springs.
All right, south a little bit.
Yeah.
And great. So I've got a station down there. I'm trying to think of the call sign. But we're glad you're joining us. You're in Washington, D.C. Julie's in Washington, D.C. with me right now. We've been in the process this week, two different organizations I've been involved with trying to let members of Congress know what, get some training done in preparation, some role playing to help members of Congress know what's going on, out here in the marketplace. So they know the decisions they're making are impacting us. Julie, I want you to give us your website. Tell us how we can find you guys online and what's the typical kind of a customer that you would be calling on?
Well, our company website is www.coloradotc.com. T is in technology, C is in consultants.
Right.
And
Colorado
my personal website is julieyack.com, Y-A-C-K.
Okay.
And that's where I blog and put my insight out there.
And you're an award-winning blogger. You've gotten a lot of recognition for your work online. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've been recognized in the industry for both my CRM insights and my Women in Technology insights. I just think it's very important to say what you know, because then it's out there for someone else to learn, and I think it's very important for me to be watching and paying attention to what other people are saying. Everyone has something that I don't know that I should know.
Isn't it great how we can build this kind of community, knowledge-based community right now? This is a very liberating time that we're in right now, and the power, I think we still don't know the potential of the power we're creating these days. What do you think, Julie?
I think that we're at the beginning of a revolution, that we're just now beginning to maybe have a grasp on the scope of what we're heading into, and that us poor non-digital natives, the digital immigrants, so to speak, that we have.
You mean
a good
anybody?
Idea.
You mean anybody with one gray hair?
Correct. Absolutely.
Not that you have any, Julie. Anything like that?
I have, you know, the ability to watch my children and their friends, and they've grown up, and all they've ever known is being completely immersed in technology. And you know, many of us still remember the first computers that were in our schools, and that we had a special class to go to touch the computers, and how special it was.
Yeah, I don't remember computers in school, I'm afraid to say, but I remember typewriters. I do remember that. Hey, Julie, what's an example of a customer? What's a perfect customer for you guys?
A perfect customer for us is someone who wants to move quickly into new technologies. One of the benefits of being a small organization is that we can move fast, so we are quickly the experts in what's new. We're very fortunate that we usually work in version now and version next of whatever's exciting. And so when the bigger companies are interested in that, they come to us because we're the experts and we have the skill in bringing their folks along for the ride as well.
But then you're able to take that those bigger projects, and that helps you get the knowledge to make them smaller and more financially efficient and affordable for little companies too, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely, because then we have many of our clients are startups. They're very small. They're people who have left big organizations that now want to go out on their own, and they say, you know what, we know that you have the skills, and you're small like us, so let's partner and work together on these things.
Right, right. What do you, as you look out across the rest of this year and maybe into next year, how are you feeling about your own business?
I feel very good. I wish that there were actually more skilled talent available, more people who want to move quickly in technology.
We're hearing that more and more. That you know, with all this unemployment, it's still hard to find qualified people for a lot of jobs, isn't it?
That's correct, absolutely. And we have, you know, local people in Colorado, and then we also have contractors and folks that we work with throughout the globe. And
right.
I'd really prefer to have more local talent. I'd like to be able to, you know, look that person in the eye in the morning and talk about, you know, their day and their work and
right.
get to know them and their family. That's one of the benefits of small business.
So other than talent, what is the next most critical thing for you right now that's holding you back? What do you wake up frightened about these days?
You know, I don't. We're in a pretty good place. Things are pretty stable. Work is coming in, and we are very blessed that we can choose the opportunities that are exciting for us.
Well, that's good news. I hope that starts becoming a more and more. I hope we can have more and more small business owners start saying that every day that goes by. Hey, Julie, give us your website one more time, both of them, please.
Sure, www.coloradotc.com and www.julieyack.com.
YACK. That's how you can find her blog. It's an award-winning blog. Hey, Julie, congratulations on the good work you're doing. This week, especially up here in Washington, D.C., I'm glad you're a member of the Association for Competitive Technology. By the way, folks, that's actonline.org. And thanks for your good work, and keep working hard out there, and let's stay in touch.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Julie Yack, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great small business owners out there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.